David Thompson and his wife, Hillary Craig, have been members and friends of the fellowship since it first opened in this building in 1992. They have visited many UU churches in Western Canada in the past years of driving to and from Vancouver Island, where his two sisters and brother live. David has assisted at the UFR at various times in the past as treasurer, chalice editor, and children's program coordinator. David has a BA in English and philosophy and a master's in library science, both from Western University in Ontario. He is enrolled as a fourth-year Bachelor of Fine Arts student at the University of Regina, but is not actively studying at this time. When there, he studied drawing and printmaking. He and his family lived in Ontario for several years, and later in Zimbabwe for 3 years after its independence. David ran the IT shop for the beverage manufacturer Schweppes when they lived there. Since 1984, Hillary and David have lived in Regina. They have two grown children and one grandchild, also in the city. David retired in June 2015 from a career in developing and supporting software running on Windows desktops and on the Internet. He now volunteers, mainly for Amnesty International, but on occasion for Grow Regina, the Art Gallery of Regina, the Regina Music Festival, and the Italian Club. Well, I'm glad you had time to prepare a presentation. David reads a fair amount and enjoys a lifelong interest in visual art, so he tries his hand at blogging about them now and then. So, there we go. David.
This presentation is about blogging, and you'll notice there's a fairly high emphasis on visual art material. And that should start any second.
It's coming.
Open. Good. And this is basically, I'm going to continue blogging, but I've had a break since the middle of January. I blogged for a couple of months, and I learned quite a bit. And I want to share some of the things I saw and did when I was doing that. This is just an intro shot from a temple in India. It's like this part of the temple right here, and they've got this giant thing. Brief. So I'm going to flip through a bunch of examples of different blogs. A blog is a website. It's basically typically a personal website. It doesn't have to be. And there are some interesting features to blogs that are different from just where you go to look at information about Safeway or something. This is a blog by a woman who is an artist who teaches classes and puts up material virtually every day about things she is drawing. She's Australian. There's going to be some more detail about five or six of these people later. This is just a quick scan. This is a page from a blog by a foodie. So a lot of people take pictures of food and talk about food. Am I in the way? I can get out of the way. This is from another artist who does beautiful paintings, one painting every day. And she has been on the web for a long time. She has a blog. This one is by a poet. I somehow ran across this guy, and I was telling Jim that I started replying to his, like, commenting about his poems. Now I kind of feel obliged to read them. And some of them are pretty hard to read or pretty strange. But that's poetry. This is a blog. I call this Lifestyle. This woman is talking or showing pictures, a lot of pictures, and discussions about her children and her family and her life, basically, right out there. This one's about life with cats. We all want to know about this. And it has, for example, today there was a story about a U.S. vet who had been in Iraq, and they had a cat hanging around the base, and he had the cat flown back to Los Angeles and adopted this cat. So it's interesting stories, just everyday little stories. There's one about feeding your cat human food and so forth. This is actually the main page from Ingrid Elisich's blog, and she uses her blog basically to promote her book and talk about environmental stuff with children. And so she talks about readings that are coming up and so forth. It's a pretty small blog, but it's got one function. This is a blog by a man who does these great sketches every day, pen sketches. So you're seeing a lot of different types of material. Here's one by a guy from India, Rajasthan, northern India, I believe. And he travels around and takes pictures of forests, animals, plants, great detail, trees, a lot of nature, natural stuff. This is a blog about by a person who has a business lecturing and talking about simplifying your life. There'll be a bit more about him later. This is a thing called APOD. If you like astronomy, Sandra, get this on your computer, because every day you'll see a picture from NASA. Those are actually clouds in New Zealand. Those are bizarre clouds, but they have amazing astronomy pictures mostly. This is just an earthbound picture, but this is a blog which consists of daily postings by different people. It's a collective, Unitarian Universalist collective in the States, I think, and they write about everything. Here's an article about mindfulness. So each blog has things that appear every day or frequently. You can click on that little word mindfulness there, and you'll see an article, like a little, maybe 500-word article about something, maybe 1,000 words, usually pictures. So we have a collective blog. Here's a blog called Huffington Post. It's pretty well known. It's very large. There's a lot of political stuff, a lot of other stuff. This is their politics page, and they have writers writing about, there it is, Trump, religious hypocrites, you name it. Like, it's sort of a left-wing blog, but not necessarily. And many writers, it's quite influential. Here is a blog by a photographer. That's a picture of, as it says, St. Pancras Hotel in London, the interior, the staircase of a hotel. It's like, my goodness, it's beautiful. So, yeah, okay. This is a blog by a man who travels in India with his family. And it's all about, here I am going up the highway, and here's the mountainside, or a landslide, or the guys digging out the landslide, or the park entrance and the park ranger and the whatever, wild animals. So, but it's with a family. So you see these little sort of East Indian little hotels stuck in the side of a mountain, and these guys are staying there overnight, and it's pretty fascinating. This one is, as it says, a rail fence. This guy's really big on locomotives, lives around Chicago area, and he posts, this is in this case a video. You can tell it's a video because it's got that little sort of, yeah, sort of YouTube thing on it. And then there are pictures on the side of his blog of people who are following his blog, 70, some of them anyway. So there's a lot of information on blogs. And in a minute after this walkthrough, I'm going to discuss common features of blogs and why they're different from just a website. This is a photographer's blog. This guy is Italian, and he's won. The actual blog is in Italian, even though the heading is English, the whole thing's Italian. But he won, I think he's the third best in Europe for whatever that photography category is. That's one of his shots. This one, Victor Chikansky, local sculptor. People have probably seen his work. The particular article that we're looking at, Chikansky's Gazebo, is a gazebo that's going to be built on Queen Street, in the community garden on Queen Street. If you go to that community garden, there's a big circle-y area with nothing in it, and they're raising money to build a gazebo designed by Chikansky there. So you can keep up to current stuff, to what's happening, and so on. This is not, strictly speaking, a blog. This is a vlog, starting with a V instead of a B, because it's a video blog. So it's a video. A blog stands for, internet log or something. I'm sure B actually stands for. Anyway, it's a video log. So these people put up a new video every week or so, and this is one of the more interesting ones. There's a million out there, a million. It's talking about what's called climate change. Climate change, humanitarianism, belief, Istanbul, things like that. So they travel around, they go on expeditions, they take imagery of and videos of their trips, and they talk about them. So it's pretty neat. So, yeah, okay. Again, we're back in Rajasthan. Different photographer. This woman is an American woman who travels a lot in India and takes really, really good pictures of life on the streets, celebrations, food, just events. It really is an interesting thing. Like she'll go to a religious festival in some little town, and she'll take many, many images that are good, showing what people are doing, what they're carrying, what the statues are like, what the flowers are like, that the whole thing. Very colorful, interesting stuff. I'm not sure why I'm drawn to India, but this is something I found. There's so much beautiful stuff in India that's being put up there that it's really attractive visually. This blog is it's a language blog. This woman puts up a video every week or so, and this one is about avoiding tourist restaurants. And because she's Italian, she's got to be pretty snobby about food. So you've got this blog, this video at the top, which, and then down below there's an article in Italian. Below that it's in English as well. So you can do whatever you want with that. Okay, so that's a quick zip through a few blogs. So what are the key ideas around blogs? They're not just a website. And I should also say they're much easier to set up than a website. You don't have to know any HTML or techie stuff. You just have to find them. They're free. They're huge. You can get a lot of free space on them. The two blogs that I'm going to show you that I have are on a platform. It's called a platform where you put stuff. You can upload pictures. You basically go to your computer and say, give me that picture right there. You press a button. It goes zip, finished. Then you say, take that picture and stick it on that page. You just drag and drop. They have many page designs. A lot of features that make it very easy to publish material. So I want to talk about these little features here. Tags, archiving, likes, shares, comments, and following. Because this is stuff that blogs do. So this will help you understand what the concept is. So here's part of a page from one of my blogs, and it's got on the right hand side it has all these words, and some are different sizes. And what that's telling you is that this blog is about this stuff, the whole blog. So it's saying drawings, a lot of drawings on here, because that's a big word, or nature, or pencil, or street view, or tour of Scotland, or bridge. And those are big words, which means a lot of stuff about those more stuff about those topics. But there's not very much stuff about, let's say, shoe stores or something. So, but there is stuff. And if you click on those words, it'll say, oh, here are the six articles about drawings, or here are the three bridges, or whatever it is. And you can click on the article you want to read. So it's a way of searching stuff and seeing in a second what's on that blog. And this little sort of, it's called a tag cloud, because it's like a cloud. Sometimes they're like a sort of a blobby shape. And this tag cloud, it can follow along. You can follow every page you're on has a tag cloud. So you can use it as a way of navigating around the blog. It's a nice way of finding stuff. So if you were on my blog and you clicked on, you just put your mouse up there and clicked on drawing, it would say, oh, here are the pages with drawings in them. And you could see the drawings. Or anybody else's blog. When you set up a blog, you can say, yeah, I want to have a tag cloud, and yeah, I want to have a ability to search, and I want to have certain features, or I don't want to have them. You can design it very easily. This is an example of archiving. So this person here, again, has a blog about India, but you can see this person's been blogging since February 2013 down at the bottom, maybe longer. And this photographer has put stuff onto her blog since February 2013. There's a huge amount of material on there. Because each one of these articles isn't just like that of words and pictures. It's like 10 pictures, and they make like a story with text in them. They can be quite elaborate. They can be simple too, but her stuff is elaborate. And sometimes when you just click on that picture there, you just click on it with your mouse, you'll get a huge version of the picture. You could make a picture that big if you wanted to, but or also just put in the background of your machine or something. So. Archives. So archives are automatic. Almost every blog system. You put something on there this month, you come back next year, it'll be under May 2016. It's just automatic. That's a really nice feature for sort of organizing your stuff for you. And then likes and shares. So here's the bottom of the page of that foodie site. She's got this nice picture of food, and it's the last article. And then there's the stuff down below it where it says share this right down there in the bottom. It has print, email, Facebook, Twitter, and other things. So if you are looking at this blog page and you want to send that to your Facebook page, you click on Facebook, some kind of link will go to Facebook, and it'll say, here's something I want you to look at, to your Facebook followers if you're doing that, which I don't do. If you just like the article, you click on the like button, and And the like button just sort of counts it. You can see 21 people liked it. And it just tells the person who put the article up that it was well, people enjoyed it. Yeah. And the reblog button means you can click on reblog and it'll take that whole thing and put it on your blog and say, oh, I found this article, here it is, the whole thing again, on my blog instead of her blog, as well as her blog. And the pictures of people down at the bottom are important because those pictures are active links. Like, there's so much stuff on these pages that does stuff. It's the web. So the active links, here's an active link I've exploded on the top left there. I've taken a few images. And if I click on a little picture and somebody who's liked your post, you can learn about them. So what I did was I clicked on that little fuzzy image over there, that guy standing by a wall. You can hardly see it. And it popped up the guy's name. That's his name. And then I clicked on the guy's name, and it took me two steps. It took me to his website. And I could say, oh, this guy's got a beautiful website about butterflies. I didn't know that, but look at these images. So if I were at all interested in butterflies, I could tag that or keep track of that, and it would keep me up to date on what he's doing. And it could be he does a million other things. In fact, I think he does a lot of other stuff besides butterflies. He has flowers and architecture and a lot of stuff. So it might be an interesting site in terms of visual things. So chances are, if I had clicked on his site, I would go and look at this person's site and see what's liked it. And if I do like it, I can be a follower. I can get updates about his site or anybody's site. So as you can see, if this person has 21 likes, this is a food blog, so chances are I'm not going to be too crazy. Chances are a lot of foodies there, and I don't need a lot of food blogs. Like, they're very pretty, but you can only look at so many plates of bananas and blueberries and crackers and stuff. But there's beautiful stuff. I mean, often they're different nationalities, so you see the cuisine of different cultures. It can be really interesting about food. But at any rate, if I wanted to follow food blogs and look for some more, I'd just start looking down at the bottom there and click on that person, see what they do. No, not that one. Oh, maybe this one. Oh, it's a drawing. Oh, I like that one. You know, whatever. So it can become time-consuming in an interesting manner. But you've got it. It's sort of surfing, but you're being more focused because this is about people who like this blog for some reason. Yeah. And you can build up kind of a network, a personal network of stuff that you like to see or you want to know about. Here's a couple of cases of organizations that have blogs. So this is a wonderful website called Planetary Society, Your Place in Space. And on this one website, there are several people who blog. They write their own blogs. So this guy, Bill Nye, I don't know if you follow PBS. He's Bill Nye, the science guy. And he's very active promoting science and debunking creationism, among other things. He's not, he's quite active in that area. But anyway, these people all have different aspects of space exploration. Sometimes it's about the planes or the rockets. Sometimes it's about, astronomical things. Sometimes it's about the costs and funding aspects of space. Whatever it is, this site has got these six people and visitors writing stuff all the time about their interests. So this is a way of finding out what people are writing, and it's a way of looking at ideas that are not necessarily like mainstream media, MSM. It could be mainstream media, this is pretty mainstream, but it could also be just somebody writing about stuff of interest, it typically is. But they put a lot of work into it usually, and it's usually like personal. So it's an interesting aspect of the net. That's one of the reasons people like blogging. There's another site here. It's another organizational site. This is a rescue site in Bulgaria. And you think, how did I get there? I don't know how I got there. But it has these videos about rescuing these animals, and they're really, really nice videos. And you can donate money. As you know, there's a little PayPal link on their blog, but there are stories. There's somebody talking about why they adopted a dog and so forth. This is another organizational site. In this case, this is the UUA, United Unitarian Universalist Association in the U.S. So they're totally up to date on computer stuff and so on. In fact, they provided the template for the web design that we use in our fellowship. So there's this elaborate template you can get. They cost money usually. UUA had them up for free. We got a copy of it. And then our webmaster in Saskatoon set up our site using that template. So anyway, UUA blogs, this is the type of material. You may not be able to read that. I'll jump up here. See, walk in front again. Call and response, Journeys of UU Lifespan Faith Development. UUA International, programs in India and the UN. General Assembly coverage, which, because those are really interesting. They have these, you know, the GA for the UUA is a huge event every year in the States. Interesting stuff. And they usually have, like, videos coming out of that, talks, imagery, all kinds of stuff, content. You know, growing UUAs, growing Unitarianism, growing vital leaders, lots of growing there, interconnection tip sheet. Not sure what that is, but that's the type of thing that's on the UUA's main blog. So it's an organizational main blog with topical stuff. And they also have, well, this isn't UUA, this is the UU World, which is their magazine. It's a monthly magazine, and it's on the web. And each of those little links, those three chunks at the bottom there, they are topics for the week. So on those topics, there'll be four or five articles about whatever the topic is, which you probably can't read because it's really tiny. Interdependent Web, Prayer Ablaze. Interdependent Web, Haunted Lives. Interdependent Web, Getting a Mission On. Okay, so that's, and I'm going to put this talk on the web so you can go to the web and look at it and click on links and they'll go places and stuff and you'll see things. You can follow it up. Here's a blog run by the Saskatoon Congregation. So that's sort of like a newsletter, but it also contains other stuff. For example, their blog has the talk that Gary Groot and Liz James gave here. That talk is on their blog. The context, not the visual, just the the words. Businesses use blogs a lot, and because there's money in blogging. And why is there money in blogging? Well, because apparently 82% of consumers like to read about dishwashing detergent and stuff like that on blogs. And 90% of users find customer online content useful. If you blog more than 20 times, if you blog more than 20 times a month on your business site, if you have more than 20 articles, you get five times more visitors to your website. So it's like people look at these numbers and they decide that it's good business to blog. Any kind of business, like cutting the grass or whatever you're doing. So these are bloggers that I follow. These are some of the bloggers I follow, most of the bloggers. So what that means is that I've said I want to follow your blog. There's a little button on the blog saying follow, and if you want, you can also unfollow if you get tired of reading about food. And if you do that, you get notified in different ways about what they've been when they're posting stuff. And I'm going to show you five or six of these people. This person, this is Liz again. My personal blog, I share sketches of my daily life and exciting overseas adventures. In the past 5 years, I've traveled extensively, sketching and recording every moment, including an 11-week trip in 2010. So that's what she's saying is she's about, her blog is about. This is a woman in Amsterdam. This is why I really enjoy helping people with their creative path by giving practical tips and showing how you can quickly learn a lot by taking small steps at a time. So it's about, this is about... a lot of it's about daily sketching. So you've got a pub, she's done a sketch in a pub there, and she's sketched a map of Amsterdam and things like that. Yeah. This is the naturalist Mukul Chand. This blog is about discovering the magic of forests in every aspect of life, and he certainly does that extensively. Like every day he puts on 10 images at least about just stuff you don't even know about, never heard of. This guy, Umesh Kohl, he's again Indian. He travels, this is the guy that travels around with his family, and he has his own text about what he does. I'm going to flip a bit faster. Becoming Minimalist, this blog is about our journey towards a rational approach to minimalism, about the joys and struggles, it's about the lessons we've learned, it's inspired millions around the world. It's written to inspire you to intentionally live with less and find more life because of it. It might be intriguing to people, I'm sure, most of us. I won't read this. This woman has another language blog, and she also does tours in Italy, and she can book you into courses in different towns for different periods or things like that. She's an American, but she's trying to do this to learn the language better, use it more, and also help other people learn. This is on the left is a picture of a Renaissance female artist called Artemisia Gentileschi, and she was one of the best and well-known women artists in the Renaissance. She had these harrowing pictures of heads being chopped off and stuff like that, off of bad people in the Bible. This woman is a blog, the food blogger. I like her stuff. She's a very, it's very varied blog. She talks about, she's always been encouraged or laughed at for taking pictures of food. And she decided to start the blog and keep on. She puts on recipes, not just images, but recipes. We did one for recipes. We did one or two of her things, actually. That one with the eggs, what's it called? We just had it last night. With the eggs and the sort of tomato sauce, and you put the eggs inside and roast them, whatever. And but she's Iranian by nationality. She and her family live in New Zealand, and she's working currently in Japan. So she's writing about New Zealand, Japan, and food related. Not just that, but traveling and living there, daily life, people's life, shopping, just stuff like real life stuff on the ground. Really cool. This is a woman is a photographer. She's German. She does beautiful photographs of a lot of things. This set is about London, England. That's a shot across the Thames and with a giant moon there. And she also does compositions like these strange Photoshop things where she mixes images up and gets these surrealistic, strange things. Quite interesting photography site. Okay, and then a few things about my own blogging. So I started, I'm going to read the yellow stuff. So I started blogging book reviews just to keep track of books. So 2010, I started keeping track of books that I was reading that I found, I thought people might like. So this is a great book about Grant and Sherman, about their Civil War in the U.S. And so I'll have the title. I just upload a little thing and say here, put title here, take this picture which I get from Amazon, stick it there. Then I write some stuff, and just like writing a Word document, I say publish, and bang, it's up there. And you know, the crowd goes wild right there. Anyway, I slipped in other things on the site. I was putting pictures of art stuff and other things, and I decided when I retired I could do a blog about art. These have a similar layout. Notice the similar layout. David Thompson's blog, David Thompson's art blog. This is a brilliant title, but it tells you what it is. And they are separate. They're like separate things. And I put little links in them, but this is one, so that's a blog. And then this is what I was trying to do when I started. This is my original intention in doing the blog, was to links to inspiring drawings and paintings by others, tips about suggestions about art making and using the internet, and also daily posting of my own work, finished and in progress. Right. And so there's an example on the top there of an interesting website. That's a group in Scotland which has this program which will combine images of faces. And if you take those eight people on the upper middle there, combine their images, you're going to get that image on the left. And they have a whack of faces, different races, different everything. You can take these six people and see what their face looks like. You whack it all together. And what you end up with is that the faces become more and more symmetrical. And it's sort of a question of how we perceive beauty, because more symmetrical is we perceive it as beautiful. So you'll take faces with, you know, maybe like a large space there, a little nose, big, whatever it is. The more you whack them together, the more it sort of becomes like that. It's fascinating to do that. And then the bottom one is a print that I did in one of my courses. And that's, so that's a print on paper in color. And then the top one is interesting stuff. This is a blogger who writes about art. One of my drawings of a wooden bridge, a railway bridge somewhere. A drawing of Lumsden I did. And okay, at one point I said, okay, I'll put my stuff first because I want to focus on my stuff. That's a drawing of downtown Lumsden with the old barbershop that used to be there and the pine trees and stuff. And then the bottom one is a link to a site which has 500 plus graffiti artists. So it's like, if you like graffiti, beautiful graffiti, that's just a huge resource. Yeah. The web has got so much stuff. It's incredible. Okay, these are drawings. So this is the blog, a posting I would do for one day, but that would take me 2 hours to do that. This is Ecuador, Jim, you're mentioning. So we were talking about that earlier. So these are street shots from Ecuador, from the web. So not my stuff. I'll show you how I got those. Picture of the bridge, drawing of the bridge, drawing of some dried fruit on a branch for my own photograph. And then, okay, this is conceived a daily blog. Over the weeks, I found there were considerable time needed to find suggestions about blah, blah, blah. Sometimes I just did not have time to do all three. Because it was also following 20 or more bloggers, I was getting their stuff. I was getting links to their stuff every day. I still am getting links to their stuff. At least 20 emails a day, well, you know, around 20 emails a day about other people's stuff. I began to feel I couldn't put enough time to actually do my own artwork, so as well as be a blogger. So this becomes, oh man, I'm blogging, but it's taking a lot of time. Some more pictures, daily drawings. I did drawings daily, so The one on the left is some peanuts. So you've got ink drawing at the top and a pencil drawing at the bottom. And then the other one's a pencil drawing of shadows at Katepo Beach. We were sitting in a nice little pub there and got a nice picture of the shadows and the snow. The lake's over here, and it comes this way. And then I have interesting stuff. There's so much interesting stuff. Here's a top one that's about tree houses. Like tree houses, it's amazing. You wouldn't believe the stuff about these crazy trees. That's a tree house. It's like 30 feet above the ground, and on and on and on and on. Just, and so there's the other one. Lower one is a Romanian cultural museum. So interesting, or my own stuff. It became, you know, how much, you know, people can find their own interesting stuff at a point because I haven't got time not to do it. So then this is, I sort of thought, okay, let's kind of focus more. Let's kind of get into more what I want to look at and so on. So what I want to actually do and just start doing more stuff and not spending a lot of time finding other stuff. So I came across this website. Now, this is Google. Does anyone not know what Google Maps is? Anyone? Okay, Google, just highlight, Google Maps is like a map search. You think and say, I want to go to, you know, Madrid. And let's say, here's Madrid, a little map of Madrid. You zoom, 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 and you say, take this little figure of a yellow man and drop him on the street, and it goes, shung, and you'll see something like that. So I dropped this little man on this Charing Cross Road in London, and this is one of the images from Google Maps. It's got, and you can navigate through this stuff. You hit your button, and you move through the street. You turn down the left, you turn down the right. Because these little Google cars that you sometimes see go all over the world and take pictures, not everywhere. And not every street, but like Cuba has nothing, for example, because they're not doing it there. But the major Western countries have all this stuff. And this is New Zealand. Ding, ding. And this is Tel Aviv, a beach in Tel Aviv. There's a road through it. A little Google car went along and took pictures. See the Israeli flags flying over the booth there. So the idea is this is a source for imagery, and it certainly is. It's fantastic. And so I took the idea of one country, 1 month, January, Scotland, and I picked this little town at random called Tarif, Scotland. So I just picked Tarif, Scotland, and here it is. And I did some drawings of things in Tarif, and they have a lot of churches there and a lot of stone structures downtown. So these are my drawings. So I was posting this stuff every day. These are pen drawings. They're not very big. They're about that big, maybe 8x6 or something, and so you do pencil drawing and you work in the shading, and backyards, wherever the little Google car would go, you can get a picture of something. Churchyards, and the view through the churchyard, or this thing called a Merkert Cross. Anybody want to tell me what a Merkert Cross is? Haha. Okay, so you learn stuff. You say, what is a Merkert Cross? What is this great big thing in the middle of the street? It's a market cross, and they were made in the Middle Ages, and I think they're, I don't know the number. There are a few hundred all over Scotland. And they were put there in the main square. It was like owned by the nobles, and that's where you had the market, and that's where big public announcements were made, probably executions and stuff too, but that was the market cross, Market Cross. And then street view, so it just happened that we could see on one little shot right there, this is just a machine going, a car going down the street taking photographs, ding, 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 mindlessly. I like that one because right in the middle between the houses there was that church in the background. It's kind of a cute, you know, serendipity. And then others. Sometimes I take a building like a church, why not, and do some detail of the church. And then one of the last ones I was doing was using, this is very cool. I found this Japanese guy who did this and he won awards for it. And I thought, how's he doing that? You can draw pictures of Microsoft Excel if you're totally a fanatic. You can do this. And if you go to my blog, you'll find out how to do this. It's like you can make little shapes, and you can make little green shapes, and you can combine hundreds of shapes, and you can make a picture of a garden or something. No. Excel has these little drawing objects, and you can make a little green leaf shape, make a different green leaf, and make 100 different leaves, and whack them all together, and combine them, and copy the combine. You can get stuff like that if you want to spend 5 or 6 hours. There you go. It's pretty interesting. This Japanese guy, of course, was like fantastic, you know, but inspiring. And mid-January, after a couple of months of blogging, I decided to stop for a while so I could take a breather and get off my computer, because this is a lot of computer time. And also because, as you can tell, I was doing like drawing. I was doing drawing, 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 because I only had so much time to do this. And that's what I was doing, was quick medium to work in. And there's other stuff you can do, like paintings or printmaking, but they take longer. And but I also just recently opened another blog. This is Instagram. It's just under, this stuff's all free. These sites are all free too. So Instagram is basically a picture sharing thing, and we're almost done. So there, I just upload pictures just recently taken in the park, beautiful bushes, the old fire station, whatever I found in my camera that I liked, and that's it. And I'm gonna whip you through five more of these beautiful pictures. Being Iran, this is just eye candy, as they call it, eye candy. Iran, Kashmir. So these are people's pictures. So this is a Polish artist who does these beautiful watercolors. Siena Cathedral. That's a temple in Tamil Nadu, Indian temple. And that is an image of stars being born. And right at the very top of those things, apparently where it's bright, that's where the stars are going to kind of burst out of these unimaginably huge clouds. And that's it. And that's it. And that is the end of the presentation. And there you go. So that's some ideas about blogging. I hope you found that of interest and might want to pursue that.
Okay, so we've got about 5 minutes, and if anybody would like to ask David any questions or comment,
let's turn that off.
And I'll just
bingo
run around with the mic here.
But I'm intrigued about that. I don't know if I understood it, but it showed commercial products and people,
yep,
going, like,
yep,
you said, dishwasher soap or something.
Yeah, go and wash people cleaning floors with Swiffers, yeah.
And lots of people go to those sites?
Yeah. Like, think about cars. People go to car sites. They want to look at all the new versions of your favorite car. They're all on there. They've got videos. They've got some guy pointing and shooting. They have beautiful models standing around. Like, it's all there. You can follow all about cars or whatever you want, you know.
Oh, I see.
It's just astonishing. That's where money goes, and there's money in there because they get money back. They can promote their materials, their products in different ways, and you know, you can be selective. Like, because you're driving it in a way. It's not driven by somebody. It's not like television. It's, you know.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you got to know these people, like there were certain ones you're following? Do you feel, is it the personal thing that,
okay,
makes it more interesting for you, or?
Yeah, I didn't talk much about that, but you can comment on blogs, and you typically do sometimes. So Mukul Chand, I've sent him a few articles. I thought, okay, yeah, he's talking about this thing, but what about geese in Regina? Because at the time when he had something about, like, birds coming down to India, they were flocking to go north, and there were thousands. So I took a picture and said, here's a picture of stuff that's happening in the middle of Canada, the correspondence was happening in the middle of India, you know. It's like, well, things like that. So you do send comments, and sometimes, I mean, no, they're not really your friends, they know who you are, but I mean, you can, they'll respond about stuff, you know. But so that, and that process of response is part of the thing, it's part of the social media thing. And if anybody commented on mine, of which there were a couple, I would send a thoughtful response, you know, send them an interesting response that would help them do whatever they're doing. Because it's fun to do. Yeah. I think Jane's desperate to ask me something here.
No, I just wanted to comment that, although you didn't mention it, blogs have been very helpful in the health sector, where what you might call opinion leaders or champions of new research, for example, in the medical community, have done a blog, which has drawn the interest of other physicians across the country.
Right.
I'm particularly familiar with one that I happened upon when I was still working by a urologist.
Mm-hmm.
He was an amazing writer, so it was just interesting and fun to read. But full of current thinking and new approaches to medicine, not always, you know, the drugs and surgery approach, but sometimes some alternative ways of dealing with things. So a blog can be a wonderful way to spread new learning in the world and to gain the interest of people who might not otherwise change their practice.
Sure.
Because physicians in particular are, you know, difficult to reach.
Yeah, and of course patients are much more knowledgeable, and part of this stuff comes from searching or following things like that. I was going to say, if you wanted to start doing looking into blogs at all, I know we got a second, just go to Google and type in blog or blogs gardening or blogs you know, whatever it is, and you'll find a lot of his links. And I'm being ushered gently off the stage. There you go. Okay. Oops,
wasn't it? Well, thank you very much. Have we got time to stay a little bit, or are we all going to go home and blog right away?
Yeah.
That was very inspiring.
Good.